The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice, the basic practice that we do here at IMC is mindfulness. And it's interesting to consider that in the teachings of the Buddha, there's a whole series of other words that are near synonyms for mindfulness and come along as part of the attentional practices of Buddhism, the practices of bringing attention to our experience. And it's interesting to consider these other concepts or words for the perspective they cast on how to be mindful, how to be aware, to pay attention, mindfulness practice. And there's four words that I'm thinking about. You don't have to remember the Pali, but there's yoniso manisikara, there is appamada, and there's anupassati, and there's pativedati. So these four. The first one, Bhikkhu Bodhi, who's a famous translator of these texts into English, probably the most, you know, done the most work in doing this translation, he translates this as careful attention. And I love the idea that it has the word careful in it. That there's a way of caring, being careful, to be caring, to be careful, that maybe it can be brought into how we're being mindful. Can we be mindful in a caring way? Can we be mindful as if we're being careful? You know, you can pick up something carelessly, or, you know, or you can pick something up, and it's clear that when people watch you pick something up, you're doing it with care and careful. And those two words mean something slightly different. Careful means, you know, trying not to drop something or something. But with care means that what you're picking up is valuable and important. So when we do mindfulness practice, can we have these qualities of care and carefulness that somehow embedded or comes along with the act of paying attention? So you do a walking meditation, it's not just kind of dutifully paying attention or bearing down on the feet as you walk to be mindful or with the breathing, but as we're paying attention to these simple things in the present moment, can there be a quality of care and carefulness? We're careful of what's there, we're careful with ourselves, and we're caring. There's care that goes into it. The second word is appamada, which is translated in a variety of different ways. But one common translation is vigilance, which I'm not sure that's... But the one that I like that sometimes used at, in English, because it has part of the connotations of the word, is the same word. It's carefulness. So to have carefulness in the attention. So it's kind of similar to the first one. And then with those two qualities of care, caring, carefulness, the third word is anupassati, which means to observe. And so to bring these together, to observe kindly, to observe in a caring way, in the way we use our eyes, or our metaphorically the inner sight, can we have a quality of care and carefulness in that? And it's very interesting sometimes to notice how we're looking at our experience, if that's the metaphor we use. And sometimes it can be quite intense and bearing down and tightening up and straining. But to gaze kindly on our experience, to gaze on our experience, to sit back and watch in a kind way, in a caring way, what would that be like? And then the last word, maybe the most intimate word, is pativedati. And this... can be translated into English as to experience. If we understand experience to mean to really feel something, to sense it. So in the direct moment-to-moment experience, immediacy, how is it the direct experience feel like in our body? What's the embodied experience of something? And so here also, how do we experience something? How do we feel something, take something in, not just with our eyes, which is a little bit removed perhaps, but how do we allow something to really touch us so that touching and feeling, experiencing that there's a caring and carefulness. If we do walking meditation, how are we touched by the walking? How are we experienced in a kind way? How do we gaze upon it kindly? How can we be careful, have a careful attention as we do the walking? What would that be like? So as you do your practice this morning, you might see if this idea of caring or carefulness is a useful one that you can bring it to bear and on this situation, and whether that kind of brings it a little bit more engaging and supportive quality to the mindfulness practice you do. So the mindfulness practice is not something that's dutiful and kind of a technique or something, but it's something that has something really connected to your heart, to caring and being careful and carefulness. So I hope you have a caring morning. Thank you.